You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and today we're chatting with Mob Ready. It's a socially inclusive group training organisation offering trainee and apprenticeship opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Here today on NITV Radio, we're talking with Justin Biles, Head of Operations at Mob Ready. Thanks for jumping on and having a chat with us, Justin.
No, thanks for reaching out. Keen to yarn.
Can you give a little introduction to yourself? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, of course. So, my name's Justin Biles. My Biles mob are from Nambar country, Brewarrina, out in northwest New South Wales. But I obviously grew up on Gubbi Gubbi country up in the Sunshine Coast of Queensland and Dungudi country on the mid-north coast. I'm living on Darug country here now in Western Sydney and, yeah, head of operations at Mob Ready.
Can you get into telling us what Mob Ready is? What is it that you fellas do?
So we are still only about 3 years old now, but we're an Aboriginal owned and operated group training organisation. So as you said earlier, we do traineeships and apprenticeships for our mob, working directly with employers across industries to connect our mob with sustainable employment, but doing it through apprenticeships and traineeships. So they're not just getting a job, they're also getting education at the same time. And then we also do various other programs around employment and touring for our people as well.
You're certified by Supply Nation and recently nominated for one of the awards at the New South Wales Indigenous Chamber of Commerce. What is it about what you do that's really impacting community?
I think for us, because we're not government funded, so everything we do is very tailored and by mob for mob. You know, with our traineeships and apprenticeships, we're not just placing our people into a job and see you later. We also provide that wraparound mentoring and support. So, you know, whether you're struggling at work, you're struggling with your course, or you're struggling at home, you have a dedicated mentor to be able to help you through those situations. So I think for us, it's more of that wraparound support rather than just a dump and leave. We're Sydney-based, so we have an office in Blacktown and North Sydney, but we cover all of New South Wales, ACT, and most recently kicked off in Queensland as well.
Can you tell us what are the programs that Mob Ready does that you implement in all the different states?
So our one across all three states is our GTO, so the apprenticeships and traineeships across every industry, whether it's electrical or childcare, hospitality, yeah, you name it, we support it. But then we also have like pre-employment programs, mentoring services. In Western Sydney, we have a program for our men coming out of incarceration, and we actually co-designed that with lived experience, local community, the elders, the organisations, even some of the correctional facilities as well. And then we also have Journey to Success, which is a program for our young mob in high school as well.
What does it look like to be a part of Mob Ready? For example, the high school program?
Yeah, of course. So Journey to Success is our kind of core service or key service we do in high school. And that was a program we co-designed last year with a local school in Sydney. And that's for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in high school. And it's all about one, school retention, but also if not school, then what else? While also focusing on what's after school. What we do is we go through all the different industries, their pathways. It's a interactive program, so there's no PowerPoints or slideshows. It's fully interactive hands-on activities where they get to actually meet different industries as well. And then through that program, we also do things around, you know, your well-being, your hygiene, communication, resume building, interview prep, cultural identity, like that full wraparound approach. And then after they complete the program, we also offer to support them into work experience as well in their chosen industry. So that's one of our newer programs, and we're looking into getting some funding or sponsorships to be able to kick that program off statewide across New South Wales as well.
This is not only a program that you're doing, you're going into places to provide training and mentorship, but you're also doing work with the partnerships with the employers in the industries that you work with. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're working with these non-Indigenous employers?
Yeah, of course. Look, our vision for Mob Ready is that we want to see everyone walking together as one community. And to be able to do that, we need the broader community to be supporting us and working with us on this journey. So we do work with quite a large cohort of different industries and employers. We do have a few other Supply Nation certified businesses we work with, but a lot of our employers are mainstream. So we actually work with them first by making sure that our values align and that, you know, they are culturally safe for our people before we work with them. And then working with them to, you know, if they need cultural awareness training first, we'll sort that out as well. Otherwise, just connecting them with community, whether that's through traineeships, apprenticeships, pre-employment programs, or through the school program, it's just working with them with a tailored approach.
For people who want to get involved in Mob Ready, how do they go about engaging with you? What does it look like to work with Mob Ready?
Yeah, of course. So we are quite active. It's 2025, so we're quite on social medias, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or even on our website as well. We've just done a full upgrade on our website. So you can jump on, either send us a message on social media or submit an inquiry on our website and we'll reach out.
You not only do mentorship and traineeship, but you also deliver other services like cultural competency.
Yeah, of course. So with the cultural awareness training for that's more for the mainstream employers. That session is all around the employment and retention of our people, and it's also delivered by an elder as well. So it's talking about, the employment barriers, the retention piece, creating a culturally safe workplace, all of that as well. And of course, that session is completely tailored to each employer's needs. We do the pre-employment programs where we'll work, if an employer is looking for 10 to 15 people, we can do a program where we actually design it with units of competency, but also life skills for our people. And then, yeah, the RISE project in Western Sydney for our men coming out of the system.
So the year is wrapping up for 2025. What does Mob Ready look like for 2026?
Yeah, look, we're very, very excited for 2026. In the last 12 months alone, we've had about a 4,500% growth across New South Wales, ACT, and Queensland. So looking at that growth, whether it's, the new programs, new team, or new initiatives, we're very, very excited for 2026. And there's definitely some big things coming. So it's definitely a watch this space for little old Mob Ready.
And for people wanting to get in contact with Mob Ready, is there an email list? Is it just contacting through the website? How can people stay in contact with Mob Ready?
Yeah, of course. So again, we post weekly updates on our social media. Otherwise, you can submit an inquiry on our new website, whether you're an employer or just mob looking for work, you can submit an inquiry on there. Otherwise, you can contact us on info@mobready.com.au or call us at 1300 621 900.
I want to thank you for joining us today, Justin.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
That was Justin Biles, Head of Operations at Mob Ready. You're listening to NITV Radio.